Good morning. My story this morning is called The King's Dreams. Dreams, dreamers. It seems Joseph's story is full of people who are having dreams. Today we get to hear about someone else who's having funny dreams. This time, it's the king of Egypt. But let's back up a minute. Remember, Joseph is still in jail. Joseph helped one of the king's servants. Remember who he hoped that king's servant would remember him when he got out of jail and tell the king about Joseph. But once that servant was released from jail, he forgot all about Joseph. So Joseph was in jail for 2 more years after that. Joseph was beginning to give up hope that he would ever get out of jail. But then something happened. The king of Egypt had a dream, and the dream really bothered the king. And this is what the dream was, and there's a picture of it right up there. When the king dreamed, he saw a huge river in his dream. And while he was looking at this river, in his dream, 7 great big fat cows came up out of the water and started eating the grass along the river. But that wasn't all the king's dream was about. After the 7 great big fat cows came up out of the river, then 7 more cows came up out of the river. But these cows were ugly and skinny. And what was even weirder was these skinny, ugly cows didn't eat the grass by the river. They ate the big fat cows. Well, the king of Egypt knew his dream had some special meaning, but he just couldn't figure it out. The king asked the smartest people he knew what the dream might mean. They didn't know. And then the king asked some magicians. They didn't know. Then the servant spoke up. You know, the servant who had gotten out of jail 2 years before and forgot to mention to the king about Joseph. He finally remembered Joseph. And so he told the king about him. Oh, great and wonderful king, I know this guy in jail who can tell you what dreams mean. I'm sure he can tell you about your dream. He told me what one of my dreams meant, and everything happened just like he said. The king of Egypt brightened up. Finally, someone may be able to tell him what his really weird dream about the cows means. So go get that dream guy out of jail and bring him here. So Joseph was brought to the king. Once Joseph got to the palace, they cleaned him up and put new clothes on him so he wouldn't stink. And they brought him to the king. And the king says, I heard you can tell me what my dream means. And Joseph said, sorry, I can't. What? Stormed the king. Well, I can't, but my God can give a good meaning to your dream, said Joseph. So the king told Joseph his weird dreams about the big fat cows and then the skinny cows and ugly ones eating the big fat cows all up. And Joseph listened to the king's dreams and then said, God told me what your dreams mean. The 7 fat cows stand for 7 good years. For those 7 years, there's going to be plenty of food for everybody to eat. In fact, there will be so much food, there'll be food left over. There will be so much in those 7 years. Wunderbar, said the king, which is king talk for fantastic. But, Joseph said. But, the king asked. But the 7 ugly skinny cows stand for 7 years when there won't be enough food for everyone. and a lot of people are going to die of hunger. Whoa, said the king, what should we do? Joseph said, here's what I'd do. I would save as much of the extra food during those 7 good years as possible. Then, when the 7 bad years come, we'll have all this food saved up and everybody will be okay. The king of Egypt was happy with Joseph. That's a great idea, he said. And guess what, Joseph? I'm putting you in charge. So Joseph was so happy. He was out of jail, finally. And he was now in charge of Egypt's food program. Life was great because God was great, since God had told Joseph the meaning of the dreams. Finally, everything was looking up for Joseph. But there still lots more to Joseph's story. We'll hear some more next week. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for rescuing us.